Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Adam Morales from PC Action, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. And let's get right to the rock. We have a very special guest today, Adam, from a great young band called A Piece of the Action. And I'm really digging these guys. Adam sent me over some of their music, and it is great stuff. I hope you guys do your ears a favor and go check out what they're up to. We'll have links up to where you can visit them online in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. And again, the band is A Piece of the Action. Let's get into a little music by Generation Kill. This is the title track off their first record. It's called Red, White, and Blood. What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood. Give me my breath. Give me my gun. I'm gonna go out to the support. I kill without anger. I kill without remorse. I kill on my country and nothing more. Hatred, hatred. That's what I want to see. Hatred, hatred. That's what they try to say. Hatred, hatred. That's what I want to see. Hatred, hatred. That's what they fucking gonna see. Ah! What you just heard was Rob Dukes and the guys from Generation Kill doing Red, White, and Blood. I've been a big fan of Rob's. He just has a great sound to his voice and a great taste in music, and a very diverse guy too when it comes to music. He's not just a thrash head or anything like that. You know, you might think maybe he is because he was in Exodus, but not the case at all. He's very, very diverse musically, and let me tell you, I think the diversity and the boundary of the music that he's been doing is about to get bigger, because he is working with DMC from Run DMC fame. And Generation Kill and DMC, Daryl McDaniels, teaming up for a recording project. And Bumblefoot is also involved in it. So fun stuff. Cannot wait to hear it. Speaking of Run DMC, one of the first hip-hop bands to mix rapping with guitar. You know, of course, there was the Aerosmith cover they did with Joe Perry and Steven Tyler. But there was also another song. Actually, many other songs. There was like that Rockbox song that they did earlier than that. And anyways, the song I want to play for you, let me get right to it without going into too much blabbing here, is a song off the Raising Hell record, the title track off the Raising Hell record, which features Rick Rubin on guitar. And I always just love this song. Great stuff. Listen how heavy this is in a hip-hop, rock kind of way. Awesome stuff. Always loved this song as a kid. Raising Hell by Run DMC.
Climbing. real death, y'all. And to the right, y'all. To the right, y'all. Because I rock up on the mic all night, y'all.
Was a little Run DMC, and as long as we're kind of expanding the boundaries of music here that we're playing on today's show, let's keep it going. We're going to hear another track, and then we're going to get into, a little bit later, we're going to get into my interview with Adam from A Piece of the Action. So stay tuned for that. Great young new band. This is off of the Nativity in Black, a tribute to Black Sabbath record. This is 1,000 Homo DJs with Supernaut.
Practically every one of the top 40 records being played on every radio station in the United States is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove. The psychedelic jackets on the record album have their own hidden symbols and messages, as well as all the lyrics of all the top rock songs. And they all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your veins.
We'll be right back.
right. So, guys, I might take a little break from Talking Metal next week. You know, I've delivered you guys a weekly episode, sometimes bi-weekly episode, just about every week for the past 2 years. Things are just a little crazy at work, so I may take a little break next week. So, not exactly sure, but if you don't get a podcast from me next Tuesday or Wednesday like you normally do next week, no worries. I will be back the following week for sure with a pretty big name guest, actually. Two great guests, I think, are going to be on that one. So there you go. This is a song which I just love called My New Addiction by a band called A Piece of the Action. And after my interview with the vocalist of the band, we will hear from them again and end today's show with a song called Dressed in Black, again, by the band A Piece of the Action. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up with this group, their lead vocalist, and some of their music here on today's episode of Talking Metal. This is, again, My New Addiction by A Piece of the Action.
Saddles one with me. Now let us fly. Hey, this is Mark from Talking Metal, and we are joined by Adam Morales from the band A Piece of the Action. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Did I get your last name right there?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Cool. Great. And let's talk about your band. I don't know how you came to my attention. I think you or a publicist or somebody sent me a link, and, you know, I get so many links, and I'll click on them like one out of every five times, and yours was that one in five time. And usually I'm not really impressed with what I hear, but I have to admit, you guys sounded great, what you sent me, and the music video that I checked out for My New Addiction, which is one of your songs off your last EP. Just great, great stuff. I mean,
Thank you.
Let's talk about the band. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got together, maybe just a little history lesson on A Piece of the Action.
All right, well, to summarize, I've been in and out of bands, you know, for a long time, and eventually I came to a point where I figured if I want a band to be as active as possible and have as much fun and be as well, you know, I enjoy being, you know, playing with, let's start my own band. So it started back in 2009, gathering songs together and meeting up with friends and other musicians I played with before and just seeing, you know, what's like the best. And we officially formed, like, started playing shows and touring in 2010. And just over the years, you know, we've been touring as much as possible, mainly West Coast and Southwest of the United States. And, you know, there's been some lineup changes here and there, but I've always known people that, you know, I've known, or people that we've just definitely clicked with musically and socially. For the most part, it's just we want to have fun playing music that's true to ourselves and just something that we're able to connect with people. It's really hard up nowadays to actually see, you know, new bands coming up. And I don't know, you see so many bands, like, they'll start, you know, a band, and like within a year they're broken up because, you know, they didn't get where they wanted to go. And with us, it's quite the opposite. It's just we just want to play, you know, have fun, meet new people, and just play metal, you know.
Right. And you would describe the band, like, if somebody said, "What kind of music are you playing?" You just throw the word metal at them. You don't go into the subgenres or anything like that.
I personally don't. Usually people ask, "Oh, well, what kind of metal?"
Yeah.
I tell them, like, metal, you know, heavy metal, you know, screaming, singing. If you really have to pinpoint a subgenre, I just tell them what people have told us. You know, "Oh, you sound like a metalcore band," or "a really, really, really heavy rock band." And
right.
But, you know, from what I saw, man, we're a metal band. You know, we play metal, and that's what we are.
Cool. Tell me about the other guys in the band. Can you run down who's in the band and what instruments they play? You're obviously the vocalist.
Yeah, sure. We have Jorgen Jacques, who is the drummer. I've known him since I was in high school. Actually, he was playing in a band with my older brother when we were way younger and just grew up with them. And, you know, it just made sense to, you know, the way we clicked and the way we played together. And he just makes just amazing beats.
Yeah, great drummer from what I've heard.
Great drummer. The bassist is my brother-in-law. Dan Foster. He's actually a veteran who's done so much for all of us and, you know, this country. He's done, you know, a few tours in Iraq and just,
wow.
You know, yeah, he's definitely the real deal. And just a great dude. But a great bass player as well. The other guitar player is Garrett Cecil. Probably say his left name. I always get it wrong. He catches me. It's Cecil or Cecil. So.
Yeah.
And Garrett. Amazing guitar player. He actually moved down here from Los Osos. It's up by San Luis Obispo. He moved down here about a year, year and a half ago to pursue music, and at the time we were looking for a new guitarist, and just what happened, he was available. We met up with him, clicked, and just been like that from then on.
Cool. And did you say Marvin?
Yeah, Marvin is playing guitar as well. He's been busy lately. He's actually starting to focus more on a different type of career. He's focusing more on pursuing a career in pet grooming and just other musical avenues. So,
okay, so
most.
So Marvin's not currently with you guys.
Correct.
Okay. And will you be looking for a replacement for him?
Right now, we're just focusing on writing a new album. We have a couple guitarists who are interested in becoming part of the band. But right now, we just want to focus on locking us four in, continue writing a new album, and then go from there. And whoever jumps in after that, if they click with us and can contribute and, you know, just be, you know, a member, a brother, you know, then we're all for it.
All right. All right. Cool. And the EP from last year, 2014, was called All for a Snake. And I definitely want the Talking Metal listeners to go check it out. Where can they pick it up? Is it on iTunes? Is it for sale on Amazon?
Actually, yeah, it's on iTunes. It's also on Bandcamp, on our Reverb Nation page. Pretty much most of the digital outlets. We do have very, very few physical copies left. The run we made on our last tour, we came back with literally maybe like 20 CDs out of the hundreds and stuff that we got just for that tour. Your best bet is just go online and grab it there.
Cool. And let's tell the listeners where you guys are from. Are you right in the city of Los Angeles? Are you based out in the suburbs? Or where exactly are you from?
Well, I'm literally about 5 minutes from downtown LA. It's a small city called Monterey Park. Not many people know about it, so I call them Los Angeles. Everyone else is from other suburbs, like in Orange County or in North LA. Gary, he's from Northridge. Jordan and Dan are from Orange County, Costa Mesa, Anaheim area. So we're probably about a good 30, 45 minutes away from each other, each different direction.
Right, right. Cool. Cool. And as a vocalist, who are some of the professional vocalists that you look up to and have been influenced by?
Oh, man. The list can go on that one. I'll keep it to metal. Some of the main influences I've had as far as being a metal vocalist, Gina Moreno from Deftones.
Cool.
James Hart from 18 Vengeance and Albert Halo. It can go on. Christian from El Nino.
Right, right.
Phil from Pantera.
Nice, nice. Well, those are some good ones, definitely. Cool. Well, earlier in the show, we played people the song My New Addiction, which you guys had a great music video that's done for that, and looks like it's, you know, shot in high def, just looks really slick, really edited together well. How did you guys put that video together? Because it looks like it probably cost some money, and I know you guys are kind of an independent band. I wouldn't think you have an enormous budget for something like that, but I was pretty impressed with that video. Did you call in favors, or did you just put it on the credit card? What did you do to get that video made?
Thank you. The whole story of it was we were getting together around practice trying to think, okay, so what do you want to do for the music video? So you're talking of different concepts and trying to think, okay, what's feasibly possible? And that's what the stuff on. And, you know, we're going to be like fun and, you know, play the music. So let's just take that and fun and, you know, go off from there. Taurus's mother actually was in roller derby for one of the teams in LA, and it sparked my head. I was like, huh, well, what if we got our chicks, like some derby girls, you know, just play them like a playing show or something, with some roller derby girls and just let them kick our ass.
So said the guitarist's mother was in the roller derby?
Yeah, Marvin's mom actually is in roller derby, and
wow.
She's a very cool woman, and she can definitely hit hard. We were looking around, and she has her team, and her team has some scheduling conflicts. And I actually had some friends in high school, growing up in high school, that actually were on a different team, and we got connected with them. I was like, "Hey, how you been?" He's like, "Oh, you know, it's been fine," and kind of just scheduled all together. And they're called the Los Angeles Renegade Roller Girls. They're out of West Covina, California, and just a great group of girls who are extremely talented, extremely dedicated to their art and craft, and just sport. It is, everything they do is amazing, and they definitely definitely know how to elbow and knock you on your ass.
Nice, nice. Cool. You were cutting out a little bit there, but so maybe I apologize if you already said this, but can you tell us who directed and produced the video?
Sure. There was a friend that we knew through Dan, our bass player, was an old friend of his from back in the day. He goes by Reds, R-E-D-Z. His company called Red Star Productions, and he hooked us up really good. Since he knew Dan, kind of like a friend of a friend kind of thing, he gives a great deal on the video, great guy to work with. And we just kind of worked on it together. We got to the location, discussed, you know, what had to be done, and bounced ideas off each other. And as he went directing the whole thing, very open to different ideas and just, hey, how about this? How about this? Yeah, cool. And then he would submit things and just, it was very collaborative and very, very good, very good to work with.
Cool. Very good. Very good. Well, Adam, it's been a pleasure meeting you and also introducing you and your band. Again, it's A Piece of the Action to the Talking Metal listeners. I hope everyone goes out and at the very least checks out the music video. I will have it linked in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. Definitely go to iTunes and download the tracks by A Piece of the Action. And I look forward to hearing a lot more from you guys in the future. You're already working on a new album, you said?
Yeah, we actually are. We're hoping to go into the studio and start master tracking in the next 2 to 3 months. Right now we're just focusing on really writing and getting the songs ready to go. And we're looking to hit the road again this summer, preferably doing another Southwest tour from here to Texas, Louisiana, kind of like make a big old circle again.
Cool. Very good, Adam. Well, please stay in touch, and hopefully when the record comes out, we can have you back on for another interview.
Definitely. I will definitely keep you updated.
Cool. Excellent.